الحمد لله. Firstly, this is inshallah a pertinent discussion. May Allah make it beneficial. May Allah make it clear. We are the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this ummah are the defenders of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. The Anbiya alayhi wa sallam came for the guidance of humanity. Mr. Usama Sahib, you'll tell me if you can't hear me clearly, because mashallah the rain here just started pouring.
جي
So
مبتسم
if I'm not as clear, then just notify me and inshallah I'll try and just speak a little louder or more into the mic.
بيرفكت
Unless I just join one mic system that I do have here.
جي ويل ويت مبتسم
Is it going through? Bismillah.
جي مفتي صاحب we can hear him say loud and clear.
Okay, Alhamdulillah. So, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the defenders of the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu min Allahi wa taslimat. How? Because this Ummah is the Ummah of the greatest of Anbiya alayhi wa salam. And all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam came with haq. But Allah made Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Allah in Surah Qan, which is a Makki surah of the Quran Kareem, says to his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if we wanted, we would have saved, but Allah didn't. Allah wants every town to be the follower of Muhammadur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And interestingly, in this chapter, Allah Ta'ala then says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ
معك
جِهَادًا
حساب لي
كَبِيرًا.
لوزم في حساب
بسم الله. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? بسم الله. تيستينج 1 2 3. بسم الله. تيستينج 1 2 3. Forgive me, the rain is pouring one way here. بسم الله. Am I audible? والحمد لله. وجاهدهم به جهادا كبيرا. Interestingly, this is a Makki surah of the Quran Kareem. And yes, jihad has its meanings, and we see that in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But interestingly, in the Meccan verses of the Quran Kareem, here Mufassirin explain that this means with the Quran and with Islam, strive in Allah's way, telling them, advocating the truth to them. So it's interesting to notice that The words of jihad in the Makki surahs of the Quran al-Kareem, like in this chapter, Suratul Furqan, after which is after a Madani surah of the Quran al-Kareem, which is Suratul Nur. So our first point of discussion is this ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a very, very special ummah. The ummah of the beloved of Allah. The ummah that is the ummah of the greatest of Anbiya alayhi wasallam. And this is why this ummah is the greatest of all umam. Now there's a very interesting hadith which is sahih, a sahih report, that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will be called upon on judgment day. And Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will be asked, who is your testification? What is your proof that you conveyed the truth to your people? Because the ummah of Hazrat Nuh would deny this reality, this fact. And imagine, O ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in this sahih report, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will call upon the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to stand up for him and defend him. So this would be our hadith that we want to start this discussion with. Defending the Anbiya alayhi salam is our great honor, because this is part of the works of the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine here, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam calls upon the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on judgment day to speak on his behalf. That means the Anbiya, other Anbiya alayhi salam as well. Then this ummah would be asked, how do you know Hazrat Nuh conveyed? And this ummah will say that, oh Allah, through the Quran that you reveal to our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and through our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So khair, this ummah are the defenders of the Anbiya alayhi wasallam. Now, what's the difference between the Quran al-Kareem and the previous scriptures? Isn't it a reality that the previous scriptures are also revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, indeed. But those books were revealed by Allah to the respective Anbiya alayhi salam, and the people were given the responsibility to preserve those scriptures. Like the Quran al-Kareem states, بِمَسْتُحْفِظُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. They were given the responsibility. They were given the responsibility to protect the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what they did? They distorted it. They changed it. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ in Surah Al-Baqarah. Now, take note of the fact that Surah Al-Baqarah is one of the first chapters to be revealed in the Medinan stage. That's why in sequence of revelation, Al-Baqarah is surah number 87. That is 114 chapters of the Quran al-Kareem. 87 onward, this is in sequence of revelation, is Surah Al-Baqarah. So 87 onwards are the Medinan chapters of the Quran al-Kareem, and this is the preferred view. 86 in Makkah Mukarramah, 28 in Al-Madinatul Munawwarah. The first of which being Al-Baqarah. And interestingly, this chapter has a lot to do with the Jewish community residing in Medina Munawwara. And we will come to that discussion as we come towards the discussion of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Back to this, Allah says that they added and wrote down and distorted and changed Allah's books. And woe to them, woe to those who wrote, yaktubun al-kitab, they wrote the book with their own hands, adding and subtracting. فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ woe to them due to what their hands wrote. But why woe to them? What their hands wrote in adding and subtracting according to their whims and fancies. فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ and woe and destruction. This valley in hell is due to them, due to what they earned thereby. So the purpose of this was monetary gain, material gain. But when it comes to the Quran, the final revelation of Allah to the greatest of Anbiya alayhi salam, concerning this book, Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. Verily, we, this is the plural of glory, Allah's glory and grandeur. Verily, we have revealed the book, the Quran, the reminder, the Quran that is full of reminding us of truth and the reality. Wa inna lahu, and it is indeed us who would definitely preserve it, meaning the Holy Quran. So Allah is the preserver of the Quran Kareem. Now the Quran Kareem defends Anbiya alayhi salam. So we're going to go through that inshallah as we go through the series, and we will give you quotations from the Bible as well. And the purpose of that would be also when we interact, when we have discussions with non-Muslim colleagues, friends, associates, neighbors, clients, we should show them that, see, this is what the Bible says about these noble messengers of Allah. These were the best of Allah's creation. They were protected by Allah. They were the purest of people. Allah selected them. No one can become a messenger on their own. No one just becomes a prophet, a messenger of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected them. And then we show them. But see, the Bible then started distorting against them. Now the Holy Quran comes to correct those mistakes. Because the Quran's one accolade is قَيِّمًا الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. The Quran has no عوج, no discrepancy, no contradiction. قَيِّمًا, the Quran is upright, is clear, is perfect. And قَيِّم also means the Quran is the supervisor. The Quran corrects the mistakes of the previous scriptures. So one reason for discussing this is how we can share this with the world and how we can defend the Anbiya alayhimu salam. And then also, as we read the Quran, we will also enjoy the beauty of the Quran Kareem. Why the Quran Kareem goes into certain aspects concerning certain Anbiya alayhimu salam, correcting a misconception that came about where this Nabi of Allah was falsely accused. But something to very importantly just mention as we go into this, the Quran Kareem not only defends Anbiya alayhimu salam, protects, defends, subhanallah, the lies against Allah in the previous scriptures. As the friend of Allah so beautifully says, مَا نَجَى اللَّهُ وَالرَّسُولُ مَعَى مِنْ لِسَانِ الْوَرَى فَكَيْفَ أَنَا قِيلَ إِنَّ الْإِلَهَ ذُو وَلَدٍ قِيلَ إِنَّ الرَّسُولَ قَدْ كَهَنَا. Meaning, the people didn't leave Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and indeed the other Anbiya alayhi salam as well, from the tongues of humanity. What about you and I? Even concerning Allah, the previous scriptures and the people lie. And they say God has begotten a child. And about our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, they say that he is a sorcerer and a magician and a fabricator and a poet and insane. So where will they leave you and I? That's what the poem says. So as we mentioned this, how the Quran Kareem defends the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, very importantly is when mentioning this to people, we have to tell them that these messengers of Allah are not ordinary people. Now, sometimes when we speak to the local African community, they have something in their churches called prophets. Now, we have to explain to them, these Anbiya alayhi salam are not like prophets they have today, because they falsely claim certain people are prophets and they cure people in their churches and so forth and so forth. No, these are people protected, are selected by Allah, elected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Selected by Allah, not elected by mankind. Something else very pertinent to note of is why did these distortions come into the previous books? The best answer to this is a devilish endeavor. The shayateen, wanting people to fall into sin, wanting people to perpetrate certain crimes and sins and justify it. So one of the ways the devil justifies this in the minds of people is when they read what they understand to be a holy book. And when they read this book, they say everyone has to blame Hazrat Adam, na'udhu billah, for such and such. Or Hazrat Nuh, or Hazrat Dawood, or Hazrat Sulaiman, or Hazrat Yaqub, or in certain aspects, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. When these obviously lies against them, false allegations laid against them, but when these perpetrations happened, Hazrat Lut against these Anbiya alayhi salam, then those reading the book, either, number one, they lose hope in the Anbiya alayhi salam, and now they fall into Satanism because they say, how could this be such, that such noble people perpetrated such crimes? This is why we find the fastest growing ideology in the world today is atheism. And this is greatly due to such an endeavor by the devil, making people lose hope in the greatest of people. Think about it, respected scholars and respected students of deen and brothers and sisters. If your child is going to a certain school or institute and some teacher there is, na'udhu billah, accused of touching the children incorrectly or inappropriately, leave that class. You won't even send your child to that institute. Now imagine when the book, what they deem as holy, is saying such things about such noble people. So this is the reaction the devil wants. The other possible effect it has is those who are reading the scriptures, when they read such ludicrous remarks concerning such noble people, the other possible effect it has, and it does, it has had this, as we've seen, when we do the research, we find that this is the impact that it has had on followers of the of this biblical texts. They start perpetrating such crimes, fearing no repercussion, justifying it. So this actually has a justifying effect, that those who are reading those scriptures, not knowing the answer, that the Quran Karim defended these noble people, alayhim salam, they didn't perpetrate these crimes. But now because the book is saying it, and they don't know that this is lies against them. So because from their understanding, such great people perpetrated this, and their book doesn't condemn them for this, now they fall into the trap of the devil, where they also now start perpetrating crimes. And then others were caught thereafter by the Pauline theory and by Constantinople, where even they say, no, Jesus died for our sins. So that also now, it legalizes them to do exactly what the devil wants them to do. So alhamdulillah, in this endeavor, Allah has given us the opportunity where we're going to mention a crux of what the biblical version says and how the Holy Quran defends the Anbiya alayhim salawatu min Allahi wa taslimat, because the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the defenders of the Anbiya alayhim salam. Let's start with something they say about Allah, for example, because the Bible also mentions the creation of the heavens and the earth in 6 days. But then, na'udhu billah, the Bible says that God rested on the Sabbath. That's why whenever the Quran Kareem brings this aspect, this is just an example, starting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Kareem will always, after saying, Allah ta'ala created, khalaqa sab'a, khalaqa samawati wal ard fi sittati ayyamin. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring another very pertinent aspect. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. That Allah is not afflicted by any tiredness. Meaning Allah, neither sleep nor slumber afflicts Allah. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةُ وَلَا نَوْمٍ. So whenever the Qur'an Kareem speaks about creating the heavens and the earth in 6 days, فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, the Qur'an Kareem clarifies this aspect, that Allah is not in need of sleep, nor does tiredness or weakness or insomnia afflict Allah in the least. So even whatever lies the previous scriptures bring about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran al-Kareem, which is Allah's kalam, defends our aqidah on our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's come to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Now Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam is the father of humanity. He is such a noble Nabi of Allah. Alayhi salawatu min Allahi wa taslimat. Allah ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam in the Quran al-Kareem 25 times by name in so many verses of the Quran al-Kareem. Allah highlights that he is Allah's vicegerent on this earth. Allah has made him inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. He is the khalifa of Allah ta'ala. In Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 30. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Then the malaika said, Oh Allah, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. Are you going to place on this earth one who would cause corruption on this earth and shed blood whilst we glorify thy praises and proclaim your purity? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. So the Quran Kareem refers to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam as Allah's vicegerent on this earth. What does the biblical version say about such a great Nabi of Allah? Sadly, the Bible blames Hazrat Adam alayhi salam that it's due to him that everyone had to come now onto this earth, and it was because of his sin and because of his wife, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam's perpetration, everyone had to come onto this earth, and this whole world is full of sin, and everyone is a sinner. And then they bring that the only sacrifice that was accepted was that of Christ. Now this comes in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21. That's in the New Testament. How this works is, if you have a copy of the Bible, and if you have it in front of you, if you're getting one, you can get one called the King James Version, because most of what you're looking for, you'll find there, King James Version. If you open to the first page, you will see something called the index, the books of the Old Testament, and then you have next to it the books of the New Testament. So the Old Testament, what they claim was what is about, came to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, but it was revealed, it's about all the Anbiya alayhi salam in the Old Testament. And then the New Testament is from Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So as you see it in your first page, it will be starting from Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. These are five of the old books of the Pentateuch. Then we have a lot of the chapters come there. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, Samuel, and as it continues, we'll quote from there for you as we're discussing the Anbiya alayhi salam. Reason being is to show you what these books say, and then we'll bring the relevant verses of the Holy Quran defending these noble Anbiya alayhi salam. The New Testament starts from Matthew. So that will be in the copy I have from pages 1331, starting from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then it carries on from Acts, Romans, Corinthians 1 and 2, Galatians, and so forth. Now, regarding Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he is blamed for all the sin on earth because of him and Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam radiallahu anha, like the Bible quotes in Romans. Now, Romans and Revelations, these are the latter books, the books of the words of Paul. And Paul was another person who brought complete distortions into the teachings of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Historically, Paul came about 60 to 70 years after Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. But the entire teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salam was distorted by Paul, similar to what the Shia tried to do to Islam. But Allah preserved Islam and the Muslims and the scriptures. But sadly, Paul's theory and ideology crept into their scriptures, and most of what they believe in comes from Paul. That was the first change that came into Christianity, and thereafter Constantine, which was 300 years after Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So therefore, what they have here in Romans 5, 12, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, So they blaming Hazrat Adam alayhi salam through one man, through him, na'udhu billah, sin came onto this earth. But us as Muslims, what do we believe? We have the Quran. The Quran Kareem speaks of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam as a mighty messenger of Allah, as the Khalifa of Allah Ta'ala on this earth, the first of Allah's Anbiya alayhi salam on this earth. What about what happened in the skies, in the heavens, that Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam ate from the tree? That is a fact. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam did eat from the tree, but it was not intentional. Clearly in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the devil tricked Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam. He was the noblest, and the devil couldn't bear the fact that Allah ta'ala accepted Hazrat Adam alayhi salam as Allah's vicegerent. So the devil tried to trick him, and the devil took Allah's name, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا. He took a qasam. This is in Surah Al-A'raf. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is mentioned 25 times in the Quran Kareem. But take note of something interesting. Hazrat Adam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam are both mentioned 25 times each in the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, in one of the discussions, we'll tell you why. The similar amount, what's the nukta behind that? But the devil now takes a qasam and says to Hazrat Adam and Hazrat Hawa, I am sincerely advising you. In Allah's name, I'm giving you sincere advice. And he tells them that this tree is not the prohibition. This is Shajaratul Khuld. If you partake of this tree, you will live forever. So how come Hazrat Adam alayhi salam succumbed to the devil when Allah told him not to eat from the tree, from the forbidden tree? The first reason was Hazrat Adam alayhi salam understood that to be one specific tree, not that species of trees. The devil tricked him to understand that it was that one specific tree, not all that kind of trees. And the other thing, what convinced Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to believe the devil was the fact that the devil took Allah's name. He took a qasam. Now, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, being so pure, the first of Allah's creation, Allah created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam directly from the soil with the hands of Allah in a manner that Allah Ta'ala knows best. So he's a very special creation of Allah. Allah made all the malaika of Allah prostrate to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. He is Allah's vicegerent. So he's so pure that when the devil took Allah's name, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam understood from here that this is, no, this has to be sincerity. He's taking the name of my Lord. He can't be lying. And this is how he partook of the tree. Now, when we are not blaming Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, why did we come onto this earth? So what to understand here is, we're not blaming Hazrat Adam alayhi salam because all of this was with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't do it intentionally. When someone does something and it wasn't intentional, that is not a perpetration. That's why even the Quran Kareem, the verses of the Quran in Surah Taha that mention, وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَخَوَى. Under this verse, the Mufassireen go into depth and detail. They say, yeah, like Qadi Abu Bakr, Rahimahullah Al-Baqillani, and this is quoted by Allama Qurtubi in his Tafsir, Volume 6, page 232 and 233. He says, لَا يَجُوزُ لِأَحَدٍ مِنَّا الْيَوْمِ أَن يُخْبِرَ بِذَلِكَ عَنْ آدَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. You and I can't just utter and say, no, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam defied and sinned. When we are reading the Quran, yes, we read the verse of the Quran Kareem. But just to bring this up and make this our issue, that this is the topic that we are discussing daily. No, فَلَيْسَ بِجَائِزٍ لَنَا فِي أَبَائِنَا الْأَدْنِينَ. Even if it was our direct father, it's not permissible. Imagine our great father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, في أبينا الأقدم الأعظم الأكرم. So what we learn from here is we have to have respect and the greatest of respect for Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Then Allama Qurtubi says that قُلْتُ, he is adding on under this. He says when it comes to so much of respect, when it comes to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, then how important it is to have that respect for Allah. not to bring issues like istawa and rijl and yad and jump and nuzul, just all the time as a primary discussion night and day, like certain people do. So from here we learn a very, very pertinent point. Go through this, Qurtubi, volume 6, page 233. Abu Nasr al-Qushayri rahimahullah says that يقال عصى آدم وغوى ولا يقال له عاص ولا غاو. One can say, yes, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam did this. But asa is not in the actual meaning of asa. This in balagha is called mujanasa. What that means is the same word is used, but not the same word is meant. Like, fa'atadu alayhi bimithli ma'atada alaykum. Someone oppressed you, you can defend yourself and exact your right. But Quran uses the same word. So he says, وَلَا يُقَالُ لَهُ عَاصٍ وَلَا غَاوٍ كَمَا أَنَّ مَنْ خَاطَ مَرَّةٍ يُقَالُ لَهُ خَاطَ وَلَا يُقَالُ لَهُ خَيَّاطٍ. That person who just stitched out of the blue one day, you don't call him a khayyat. He just, out of the blue, he just did that. So what we learn, this was not an intentional action from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Ta'ala clearly says, وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. One translation of this is, as we'll find in some translations, and he didn't have determination. Actually, a better translation of وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا is Hazrat Adam alayhi salam did not perpetrate this intentionally. Azam is to do something intentionally. So, وَلَقَدْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَنَسِيَ. He forgot. It was a natural human action, nasiya. وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam didn't have azima. It was not his intention to do that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is a revered Nabi of Allah ta'ala. And interesting is the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, meaning the debate between Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. That's quite an interesting debate where Hazrat Adam alayhi salam defeated Hazrat Musa alayhi salam in that interesting discussion, meaning Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, the father, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, his son.